Hi, dictation for patient Charles Sabra, CHARLES, SABRA, Charles Sabra, date of birth is 10-16-1962. Date of accident is 2-22-2025, date of service 7-11-2025. The patient comes for an evaluation today on 7-11-2025, the new patient. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on 2-20-2025. The chief complaints are pain in the neck, back, right shoulder, tightness of both the legs, heaviness, headaches. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to an automobile accident that happened on 2-20-2025. The details of the accident are as follows. On 2-20-2025, Mr. Charles Sabra was traveling as a rear passenger on the left side in a Lyft car. And there were two other people on the Lyft car, the driver, total four people. Time was around 6:35 a.m. He was in the third row, rear passenger on the left side. Patient report that they were traveling near Tireman and Schaefer in the West Detroit. And they were rear-ended. By a car that hit them from behind. It was a semi-truck, sorry. Eight-wheeler. 18-wheeler semi-truck who hit them and then took off as a hit-and-run accident. The they were traveling in a Yukon truck, 2025, and they were trying to they were on Tireman to cross to Schaefer, where their car was rear-ended. Airbag did not deploy. Patient reported he was not wearing seatbelt. There was no loss of consciousness. There was a hit-and-run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. Patient was not taken to the hospital. He went to the emergency room by himself to Henry Ford Hospital, where he was there for 4 hours. X-rays were done and CT scan was done, were found to be negative. The damage to the car is to the rear bumper, which has pushed all the way in. Car was not total. Only the rear part was damaged. There was no damage to any of the glass. Patient report that the seat belt was ejected and broken. He was ejected out of the seat belt and the seat belt didn't protect him. However, there was no bleeding or fracture. No dislocations or laceration. He reports that he hit his head to the seat in front as well as to the window on the left side. His knee was pinned to the area between the seat and the armrest in the front. There was no trauma to the chest, pelvic or abdomen. But he started feeling some pain in the right lower chest. He reports of peeing all the time. History of the presenting illness. Headaches are reported to be located to the front and the right temple to the tune of 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Severe, off and on, sensitive to light, associated with possible seizures, denies any nausea, vomiting, or aura. The additional symptoms, TBI, patient is reporting dizziness, ringing in the ears, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion. Patient reports of blurred vision, flashes. He reports of left ear feeling full. No taste problem, but the smell is reported. He says everything smells pale. He has a pain in the jaw. He reports of anxiety, panic, sleep disturbance, incontinence of the urine, he peeing a lot all the time, difficulty in walking, and tingling. Of both the legs. Pain-wise, patient is reporting severe pain in the neck, which is 8, pain in the left shoulder, which is 6. Although patient can do abduction up to 180 degrees with no major issues, lower back pain is reported to be 10. There is a radiation of pain to the posterior part of both legs in S1, S2 dermatome fashion, affecting all the 5 toes as numbness and tingling, worse on walking, constant, but no motor weakness or falling. Pain in the chest, especially both sides of the lower chest, but no fracture of the ribs are reported. A lot of tightness in breathing. There is a numbness and tingling of the both forearms, but not affecting the fingers. No numbness, tingling, or weakness of the arm of the fingers. He also reports pain in the right side of the abdomen and right lower chest. He can walk up to 30 feet with no pain. He also has no issues with the. He has the issues with the sleep. He can sleep up to 2 hours, sit for 10 to 15 minutes. He can bend, but it hurts. Standing 10 to 15 minutes. Mood is very bad. He is panicky, anxiety, unable to sleep, depressed. He also reports that he had a hematoma in the front, which got healed up. It didn't require any sutures, and there was no fracture. Please review the records for rest of the pain history, which is as follows. Pain is continuous and also several times a week, as reported: throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, sickening, punishing, heart burning, aching, heavy, tender, splitting, fearful. The high intensity of the pain is worse, 7 to 10, and ADLs are affected, ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing and bending, and improved by lying down and nothing. Patient reports some testing has been done at Henry Ford Hospital, most likely CT scan, X-rays. He reports of muscle weakness in both the legs, along with numbness, tingling, pins and needles. Patient reports he has had physical therapy 60 visits so far. And he reports of some medication he got from Dr. Rob. With cream and lidocaine. He doesn't know the full name of this doctor. Please review the records from system review. Surgical history. Allergies. He's allergic to some cholesterol medicine. Please review the records for family history, relationship status, employment. He used to be a plumber. Legal history, Russo law firm, personal history. ADLs. And also diagnosis. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 149/109. Pulse is 82. Pulse ox is 98. Height is 5'4" and weight is 130. This is a 64-year-old African-American male, who is alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. Patient appears moderately anxious, but no lethargy. Good attitude, demeanor is observed. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well and is mobile without using any adaptive devices. Except for some pain in the right knee on walking. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination and psychiatric examination, which are all normal. Musculature examination. The patient has on inspection and palpation from the template. Spine tenderness is located at L4-5 and SI joint bilaterally. Paravertebral muscles. Spasm is noticed from L1 to L5 bilaterally with few trigger points and 1 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 40, bilateral rotation 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain are as follows. The cervical spine Hoffman sign was found negative. The Sperling sign and Lermit test are found positive. Distraction test was negative. And Sotoar test was negative. In the thoracic spine, the Roos test and slump tests are negative. Lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. CLR is positive bilaterally. CAM test is positive. Brudzinski Kernick test negative. Prager test negative. Davinsky sign negative. SI joint. Bilateral SI joints are found positively tender with positive standing flexion test. Iliocompression test. And distraction test. Gosselin and Faber test, positive. In the extremities examination, both the upper extremities and both the lower extremities are found to be completely normal. The examination of the right shoulder is as follows. On inspection, the shoulder appears completely normal. On palpation, there are no tender spots, no contusion, laceration, dislocations, or fractures. The range of motion is completely normal at 180 degrees of abduction. On active motion, passive motion is normal. Motor strength is 5x5. All the special tests for rotator cuff are found negative. Hawking-Kennedy test negative. Empty beer can test negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Distally, the Tinnelson Fallon sign is negative. Please review the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan consists of the following. Physical therapy is ordered to the neck, lower back, the left shoulder, and also both knees. The patient complains of some pain in both the knees, although there was no positive finding. But physical therapy can continue. Traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercise. Patient is advised to continue light duty job 6 hours, 5 days with 5 pounds. Transportation has been added. Meds are reviewed. Patients provided the following medications, which are Movic 7.5 milligrams twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, with Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Flexeril 7, 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Orthofrin 50 mg twice a day for pain relief, Wellbutrin XR 150 mg for anxiety, depression, panic, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain, Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep, Medigesic 1 or 2 PRN for headaches, Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. An MRI for cervical spine and lumbar spine without contrast is ordered. Patients provided a braces for the neck tense unit. The hospital provided him a knee brace for both the knees. And X-ray CT scans have been found negative at the hospital, which will be requested. So the patient already has a visits, 60 visits. And we are going to request PT evaluation and recertification. In addition, non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry, and fitness club are all yes. Interventional pain procedure, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Past medical records, order release. Investigation, as discussed, CTs, MRI for cervical and lumbar spine. DME is discussed. Education, yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.